So much to do, so much to say. Rico, how are you? Are you ready to rock?
Let's do it.
He's in his fashion Jack Golke hat.
It's going to be a big day today.
So, we're all thinking the same thing. This is one of the rare times you, Kenny, David, like, we are all united on one thing. And it's last night. And it's the idea of when you wonder why, like you did this topic yesterday, and I was conflicted about, I want the Tigers to win, but I feel spite. The spite is based on the fact that if you're not going to act like a major league organization, I resent you. Every time you put Maeda on the mound, you're giving a game away. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not an opinion. It's actual facts.
That's fact.
Of any pitchers in baseball who have made at least 15 starts, he is the only guy with an ERA north of 6 with a 7.26. You have lost 8 straight Maeda starts. 8. You're 8 games out of the wild card. You've lost 11 of his 15 starts. Now, this is the same baseball team that continues to put Javi Baez out there with a negative 8 defensive run saved and essentially just a negative war player. You put him out there every night. You're putting Maeda out every 5th. I mean, Rico, if I run the team, here's how this works. Maeda never pitches for me again. Mm-hmm. Now, how you arrive at that is your business. He is a veteran. He can turn down a demotion. You could come up with a mystery injury like kneecap hurts, IL, and then rehabbing his knee, he got hit by a car, 60-day DL. You can do whatever you want. Mize is off the IL next week. Rico, they can't pitch this guy anymore.
No, I guess your best case scenario is you just stick him in the pen. If you somehow can't get him off the active roster, you're gonna rot out there in the bullpen. You're never gonna play unless we are down 12-1 and then you come in and pitch.
The other thing is, look, here's my problem. I want to play some audio for you guys. And I know that the team was not on basic TV, obviously, duh. But if you were watching, for instance, MLB Network, they have the big inning where it's 4 different games and the Tigers were featured heavily because they did come back. And Colt Keith continues to heat up and play really well.
Henry Molloy hitting the home run.
I mean, imagine if you had Wyatt Langford to go with him.
We'll get to that later. What bothers me, this is a team that is struggling to win games. You don't have a superstar. When you don't have a superstar, you got to steal games here, there, and they're not doing that. That's the frustrating thing about it. When you see players up here who shouldn't be here, when there's Akil Badu, when you don't have the people who can help you, when you go out there and put Maeda on the mound knowing it's a loss.
Right.
You have to steal a game here or there because you don't have the big bat to rely on. You don't have that person that's just going to hit that home run and drive it in. That's the frustrating thing about this team. And it's why it feels at sometimes like they're not trying and they're just giving it away. And every time this man takes the mound, you're giving this game away.
And it's impossible.
You saw that last night. Hypothetically speaking, he's not on the mound. Maybe you don't spot the other team 6 runs. And then have to play comeback.
I mean, it's just, look, it's an embarrassment. And I wish they would step up and act real. Because here's what I'm tired of. I'm tired of other teams and other towns being able to openly make fun of us. Here, take a listen to the Guardians broadcast last night. Now, mind you, you'd never see the TV broadcast say anything like anything about anything. But here's what happened when Javi got hit with the pitch. A little kerfuffle. Take a listen.
Javier Baez. He got hit. I'll tell you what, Salen's just all over the place. Baez chirping. Look, Javi, you're hitting way under 200. Nobody's hitting you on purpose. It wasn't even a fastball. It's a breaking ball. You can see Hedgie tell it's a slider. It's a slider.
They can make fun of us because...
The announcer with the chair.
Right, well, that's my whole point is look, I want to be viewed as a baseball team as real. And look, yesterday we did the show. The idea in this town that Scott Harris skates misusing 25% of their total payroll to sign 2 dinosaurs in Maeda and Canna. That's $25 million. Tell me again you didn't have the money for Matt Chapman. Tell me again you were blocking people. I'm still looking at Akil Badu, Zach McKinstry. So look, my thing is this. If you're a Tiger fan or if you're just loosely following, how can you have my A to pitch for you again? How? Any farmhand gives you a better shot. And I don't think Maeda is a bad guy. I don't think he wants to be bad. If you listen to the postgame, he doesn't want to be horrific, but he is. And I can't change that Scott Harris thought this guy was worth 2 years instead of Jack Flaherty. I can't change that. Rico, they can't pitch him. No. Mize is off the DL next week. Now, here's the thing. Maeda's next start, if I'm right.
Sunday.
Dodgers. Last game before the All-Star break. Now, if you continue to play Baez and continue to pitch Maeda, you're telling your fan base you don't care. That's what you're telling them.
Yeah.
You can get upset when you hear that. You could tell me that that's not accurate. I'm telling you what it feels like, seems like.
Yeah,
that's what it says.
You can come up with all the platitudes of the participation trophy things and saying, and look, we came back, and my God, that game was close, wasn't it? Wow. We almost won. You didn't. You didn't win, and you knew you weren't going to win.
Then my point is this. Okay, if some of you believe it's unfair to talk about Scott Harris, who's acting as the president of baseball ops in year two, well, then explain this. Is it unfair to start drawing direct lines on losses to the desk of Scott Harris? This team is in the position they're in because you didn't want to go get bats. Because you gave a 50-year-old pitcher a 2-year deal, and he's a gas can. I can make direct lines to that. Hey, guess what? You know why we're losing now? Because you took a high schooler. Because you wanted a 2-for-1, and fine, it may pay off in 27. Right now, I could have Colt Keith next to Wyatt Langford, 2-3 in this lineup. Riley, Colt, Wyatt, Chapman, argue it. I can draw direct lines to why we're losing to his desk. How is that unfair?
It's not.
And honestly, I just would like to know your perspective on it. I'm not expecting to light the phone lines up. But last night, you gave the game away. You gave it away, not because your offense didn't have a good night. They did. Hell, Gio Urshela with a 3-run homer. And Lively, the guy that the Guardians put out there, I don't care about a lack of pedigree. He's been good for them. You touched him up. You did your job. You put the worst pitcher in baseball on the mound again. And again, it's like Baez. You continue to put him out there again and again. What other message does it send than this year doesn't matter?
No, you're right. I mean, when the other announcer is saying, yeah, Javi, just take the base.
Right, who's trying to hit you?
Come on. If anything, they want you to stand up there and bat.
And he's right. It's an off-speed pitch. Right. If I'm going to hit you, we're going to throw a fastball at your spine.
Right.
Kenny, go ahead.
Last night was the perfect example of your stat that you gave, your Encosta stat from yesterday. If you score more than 2 runs, you should be winning that ball game. The only reason you didn't was because you're actively putting out, like you said, the worst pitcher in baseball. I'm counting these games as Scott Harris games. I called the game before a Scott Harris game because you're not winning that game 9 times out of 10. That was a 1-0 miracle victory that shouldn't have happened to begin with. And that was because you didn't bring bats in. So
right.
Another Scott Harris game. There's direct lines. There's Scott Harris's fingerprints all over all these games. And it's now starting to piss me off.
Last night
really bugged me.
That's okay. You should be angry because you care. You root for your team. And the reality is, guys, 5-6 games makes the difference in everything. If we really look at it, I mean, think about it. We were all hanging out watching the day game back in May, and Javi gets picked off a second base. That's Scott Harris. No intelligent baseball man would play Javi Baez on a daily basis, unless you're being told you have to. Can't prove it. I'm just saying scenario-wise, what other conclusion could I draw? You don't get to go, not that Scott Harris talks to anyone other than the Have a Slumber Party podcast. The point is, he's not a defensive help. He was a -8 defensive run save when he got hurt. All right, in the 4 games, I'm sorry. He hasn't really ate into that number. You're an unserious person playing these guys. Mm-hmm. So, Rico, here's my thing. They get to the All-Star break. Fine. If you want to tell me Mize isn't back before the All-Star break, they have to pitch Maeda one more time. Fine. Here's what I want. Tell me if this is fair, reasonable. After the All-Star break, I don't care what they do with Maeda, but he can never take that mound again. He can't be out there. It's an insult.
Yeah.
whether it's the minors, a buyout, a fake injury, or they strap him to a SpaceX rocket. Whatever it is, he can't pitch you.
That's it. I'm with you. I bury him deep in the bullpen if that's the final option. And you are just that guy. It's either you or we throw Riley Green on the mound. Okay, fine. You can go ahead and pitch again because the game is already 20
to nothing. Is that bullpen in Toledo, West Michigan, single A?
No. It's here.
No. He should not be allowed on the mound in Comerica or on the road or wherever they play this year.
Well, here's the thing. You look at Chris Fetter, the pitching coach. If he can't fix him.
No one can.
What are you going to learn down
in
Toledo?
That's why I don't want him in the bullpen.
So that's why, you know, because I was talking with Gator in the crosstalk. I'm like, well, you sent him down there. Okay, you probably have the best pitching coach right here.
Right.
So if he's done miracles with a lot of guys and turned a lot of average pitchers good and good pitchers great, he's got to be throwing up his hands. If that's the case, then he's damaged goods. And you got to get rid of him. And if you can't, God help you, because I don't know where you're going to go. But you're right. He should never have a starting. He should never start a game for this
team. And my point is, and again, I don't want to constantly, because they're both Illich-owned teams, do the Steve deal. But, like, we understand you can't go crazy criticizing in year two of a rebuild. All right, well, but at what point could we start? Well, when Steve signed Sherratt. Awful. Cop, awful. Hull, awful. This Wallman deal without replacement thus far, awful. Scott Harris is the same thing. He had the audacity to trout out Mark Canna's our veteran bat addition. $12.5 million. It's garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Kent the Maeda. A two-year deal for a guy who's 36, 37 years old. He's the worst pitcher in baseball. Guys, you get to talk about it in real time. And that's well beyond any of the other debates in this town. If the Tigers want to be viewed as a serious organization, then start acting like it. Mm-hmm. Maeda can't pitch here anymore. And at some point in the second half of the season, Javi Baez can't be here anymore. Otherwise, you're going to have the other people in town making fun of you. On TV, on radio, you're a parody. That's what you are. And that's not right. It's too...
Here's the thing. It's not even making fun of you, Mike. It's the sad reality of this is just who you are.
Now, that's even more depressing.